सदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद His Divine Grace, Lord Chaitanya Arvind, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON BPT Founder Acharya, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jaya Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa, Parivrijakacharya, Astottara Sata, Shishimad. His Divine Grace, Lord Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem se kaho se Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kanda Radha Kanda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Brajami Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Nadipmaipur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannatha Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Jamana Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 27. And text number 16. Mam Aishwarya Sri Madando Dandapanim Na Pashyati Twam Brahmasyami Sampadav Sampadabhyoho Yasya Chichami Anugraham Mameshwarya Sri Madandho Dandapanim Napashyati Tam Brahmshayami Sampadabhyoho Yasya chechabhyam anugraham Mameshwarya Sri Madandho Dandapanim napashyati Tam brahmshayami sampadbhyo Yasya chechabhyam anugraham Mameshwarya Sri Madando Dandapanim Napashyati Tam Brahmshayami Sampadbhyo Yasya Chichabhyanugraham. Thank you. mothers. Mom, me, Aishwarya, of his power, Sri, and opulence, mother, by intoxication, Andhaha, rendered blind, Danda, with the rod of punishment, Panim, in my hand, Na, not, Pashyati, one does not see, Tam, him, Brahmashyami, I make fall, Sampadbhyaha, with his material assets, Yasya, for whom, Cha, and Ichhami, I desire anugraham, benefit. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire his real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. One may argue, God should desire everyone's real welfare. Therefore, why should Lord Krishna state in this verse that he removes all intoxicating opulence of one who is about to receive his mercy? Rather than simply stating that he will remove everyone's opulence and bless everyone, on the other hand, we may point out that irrevocable death occurs for everyone, and thus Lord Krishna does take away everyone's opulence and everyone's false pride. However, if we apply the Lord's statement to the events within one's immediate life before death, we may refer to Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 11th verse. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tamstateva bhajamyaham. As people surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Lord Krishna desires everyone's welfare, but when he says that yasya chami anugraham, for one whose welfare I desire, it is understood that Lord Krishna refers to those who by their own activities and thoughts have manifested a desire to achieve spiritual benefit. Lord Krishna wants everyone to be happy in Krishna consciousness, but when he sees that a specific person also desires spiritual happiness, the Lord especially desires it for that person. This is the natural act of reciprocation, consistent with the Lord's statement, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, I am equal in my attitude to all living entities. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 29th verse. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathan Tantam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mamaivashvarya Srimad Madandho Dandapani Napashyati Tam Pramshayami Sampadbyo Yasya Chichamya Anugraham. A man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire his real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. Here, the chastisement for Indra becomes a very unique case that we generally do not see in this material world. Even though material opulences blindness in spirituality, when both go together, it is identical with the material world also. But because these are the causes of one's fall down eventually. In this chapter, Srila Prabhupada glorifies Sridhar Swami, the great commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, with so much insight. Nobody can replace him. People can become in Madandha also, just in the case of the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhacharya. The pride of writing a commentary on Pushti Marg and the treatise called Subodhini. The word Su is not much of spiritual significance. Because in the mind of Vallabhacharya, he stated that my commentary has nullified, virtually completely negated the arguments of Sridhar Swami. There goes a big so-called, it's not controversy for those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in the eyes of those who are followers of Vallabhites, they took ill when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to explain that in our sampradaya, we respect our elders. And when you call him once Swami, and then you say that you nullified this commentary, it's like a prostitute. And that shocked Balabhacharya. Prabhupada was not interested in learning more from him about the commentary of the Ustimar. One can take out a particular phrase of expression about the transcendental nature by his eruditeship, that bhakti pareshanu bhava virakti stray ekakala prapadyamanasya adam tushti pushti cha anugasam. When a hungry man is desperate for food, he has three defects. He is very hungry, uncontrollable hunger is there. He does not know the reality because he loses his composure of discrimination. There is a dark need of hunger, all right? As well as he doesn't see the reality, why it is happening. Three things. So similarly, the process should be so perfect that by executing anybody, any prapadyamanasya who is trying to endeavor, he will gain the bhakti, satisfaction, and pareshanubhava, means realization of God. All the three things. As soon as the hungry man gets a morsel of food, his nourishment will start. He will be satisfied. He will be totally all right, in right healthy conditions. So three things are simultaneously happening. That is a kind of comparison that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto itself. But tushti, everybody wants tushti and nobody is satisfied. Pushti, we may be over nourished or undernourished. But sense of nourishment will be there. And this happiness. And those who are plump, they always think they are happy because the prapadyamanasi, both are prapadyamanasi. The one who is trying to pursue the path of devotional service, but performance of devotional service, manifestation of the bhakti devi, pareshano bhava, Krishna's experience, anubhava. And the problem is solved. Three things. The bhakti can also do. Eating is also compared to that process. So process should be perfect. Krishna made the process perfect. But now you derive from this pushti and tushti and make all the corrections simply, and at the end recipient of the devotee. Then what about Krishna? Krishna's experience is going to be limited. So those who are Vaishnavas, they always get benefit of tushti, pushti, chanugasa. Just increase. It's not that kind of bad idea, but still, such a new comparative description has been added by him, and it made him proud to Sridhar Swami's commentary, which is simply glorifying Lord Krishna himself, not the person. Everything is under control, but one forgets to see. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected that I'm not interested to listen to this Subodhyani. So he was desperate. And why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was his contemporary and was authorized to give him endorsement from this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied, I'm not interested to listen to your commentary, because this mentality is like a prostitute mentality. One you say on one behalf, he is my Swami, and yet you say you deny him. Then what kind of fidelity is there? So, in this particular chapter, Srila Prabhupada glorifies Sridhar Swami's commentary, a super excellent commentary. And prior to this chapter, I think chapter number 10 and 10th canto, where Krishna says, Yasya aham anugrahanami harishyeta dhanam sanai. I think Krishna is talking to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Then, if I show my favor to anyone, first of all, I'll steal all his opulence. Similarly, the same idea is conveyed in this particular purport. What is anugraha? Anugraha is one-sided. It is not a reciprocation. It is little different than what we say, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyam. Mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvas. Krishna reserves the right to be the sole independent decider, decision maker. Others are not doing anugraha. He is the one who is doing anugraha to Indra. And Indra could not see that. Indra could not see Lord Krishna, who is Dandapani. He has the chastising rod. And he was standing nearby, because he sits in the heart of everyone as Paramatma. He's not ignorant. But because Indra was also his devotee, maybe puffed up devotee. And Indra admitted in his prayers, if you consider, Indra's realization, they are so instant realization. He was a devotee chosen for protecting all the demigods, so he was made as king of heaven. So passionate nature also is there, and nobody can beat that passionate nature. He commits out of his pride so many offenses, and he has been chastised and punished time after time. Yet he knows about Lord Krishna, but he gets remembrance of Lord Krishna as the supreme absolute truth personality of Godhead, param dham and shelter of everyone, when he gets chastisement, an instant punishment. What is, in terms of our Krishna conscious and international society, devotees call it, he got a sauce. The sauce is a transcendental chastisement. Devotees were relishing if somebody gets chastisement from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhu, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. You are increasing our faith on Srila Prabhupada tremendously, that he made you a medium. So please, you are a source of encouragement to us. But that the entire meaning is, we'll be aware all the time that we will never try to displease Srila Prabhupada. We will never try to displease Srila Prabhupada. Because if you want to please Krishna, you have to please the spiritual master. It was so simple and direct perception that the devotees have received. So, what a fortunate teamwork that spread within 11 years, 108 temples. Such faithfulness, such fidelity of devotees to a spiritual master has not been seen. Therefore, we always want to come in association of senior devotees and get inspired. Learn something from them. This is how anugraha means favor is being passed on. No enviousness, no malice. It is of the same nature. Samoham sarva bhuteshu na dveshti na priyosi. But yetu bhajanti mam bhaktya tiyapite chasmaham. It applies only to the devotees. Because Krishna is bhaktavatsal, he is always having anugraha for him. But in this anugraha, Indra was completely, was able to rekindle the absolute truth of our Lord Shri Krishna. Therefore, all of a sudden, he wants to come down and in private want to express his pure understanding. Otherwise, how could these kind of words are coming out from Indra's mouth, apologizing for the blunder that he did? How could all of a sudden Indra start speaking the words of realizations? And Krishna clarifies. This is real anugraha. Even a devotee needs chastisement, and that is considered to be a very positive sign for his progress, because chastisement is a form of mercy. Here Srila Prabhupada is telling, the independent nature of Lord Shri Krishna. Ke yasya chechami anugraham. Anugraha is not for ordinary karmis. Anugraha is reserved only for the devotees. And if the devotees fail to make progress, because that was the nature in the material world. It's a fallen nature. And if one tries to uplift himself by the process is pure. Process is perfect. I may not be perfect, Prabhupada says. The process of devotional service is perfect. It has been coming down from Brahma to Narad, Narad to Vyasadev. Narad Muni wrote Bhakti Sastras, and it has been expanded by Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. What was there before? And what was there today, even after this Bhakti Sutras described by our Goswamis? You don't see even today such literature describing the nature and science of pure devotional service. Krishna has written. Many a times when we were reading that particular verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Shochati Na Kankshati Samad Sarvesu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Para. Oh my God. This guy is already liberated, and then he's going to receive pure devotional service. Yeah. So what are we doing right now? Our devotional service is wavy. Tarangini. How many tarangas are there? Tarangini bhakti. Is it a smooth flow? Pure devotional service is a smooth flow. No tarangas, ups and downs. That is parabhakti. Once you are confirmed, then you will not go like a wave and diminish somewhere. No. Tarangas means flat flow. This is the position of a pure devotee. Mad bhaktim labhate param. And it also translates directly into Shuddhanam. Chanting pure name of Lord Shri Krishna, purely. Name is always pure, but how pure are we? So, all these things are to be experienced through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we stick to the authorized literature, we will gain more and more deep realization that is the real asset for the devotees. This realization will be our own private. Therefore, Indra went privately to Lord Krishna. Otherwise, what was the necessity? Everybody was there. All the Brijvasis were there. Krishna was still lifting the Govardhan Hill. On the side, there was enough space for Indra and Surabhi both to come. Only three were there. So, Anugraha is the sweet independence of the Lord Himself. And one who is a pure representative will also show Anugraha. Srila Prabhupada ki? Anybody has any question? We'll have a lot of questions. Yes, please.
Krishna is equal to everyone, but somehow or other it seems that, you know, that he'll give a special mercy of Yayatamang Prapajate Tangzatarvajamyaham. But still, when somebody is feeling proud and of their accomplishments and Krishna smashes them down, so how do we deal with all this Krishna's?
That's the same way. It applies. We have faithfully executed all the principles of devotional service, but we may be lacking the intimacy with Lord Sri Krishna, because His anugraha is the only one that will reveal the intimacy.
But Krishna is self-satisfied, then why does he feel pain for the living entities who are suffering?
He is not satisfied. He is satisfied equally for the material nature. Let it work. I'm not going to indulge. But he is always hankering for the love of his devotees. What else Krishna has? Love is a reciprocation between the two. And he is so magnanimous that he is able to reciprocate with every soul independently and privately. It is said, prema gali ati sakari tame do samai. Only two can enter into this little gullies. That's why Vrindavan has very short gullies. You got it?
I'm trying to get it.
In English, it is called two is a company, three is a crowd. So understand, he's not wanted there. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, sometime when we are going to preach, the general people cannot accept, no, we don't worship Krishna, he will blow away all our material things. It is because of this statement?
No. Misunderstanding can take further repercussions, but it does not affect Krishna's independence. It does not make Krishna lesser. People fail to understand the primary understanding that there is only one God and that He is a person and He is Krishna. Because they are already corrupted in the mind for multi-god worship system, Bahudevavad. their pride is hung on their so-called fortune obtained through the mercy of demigods. So they are not direct worshipper of Krishna, even though Krishna claims that after all that worship was meant for me, but they perform indirectly. Ye chapyanya devata yajante sraddhayanvinta te api mameva yajante avidhi purvakam. So, why to blame Krishna? To blame Krishna is ignorance. He is the only truth. And you are a relative truth. Do you think relative truth has a right to challenge absolute truth? Then shut him up. Simple logic is also very difficult to understand. Because people are selfish. They do not know logic. So, I think in USA there is a tape where somebody is asking the question and what is logic? And Prabhupada said, what do you know about logic? Prabhupada questions him, do you know logic? Logic is baseless. If people want to be logical, to justify by reception of the results, they count, that is logical. But, tarko apratishto, there is, logic is baseless, it doesn't have a ground to uphold itself, it changes. I'm a diabetic. I cannot take sugar. But sugar may be very good for you. Should it become very good for me? Come on, give me a break. Tarko pratishto srutayo bhinna nasamuni yasya matim bhinna dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatasapanta. This is the cardinal truth. Pure devotional service will be always obtained, not individually, but by the mercy, anugraha of the spiritual master who is bona fide. Did you ask him, who is your guru? Did you ask the opinion of your guru that you don't have to believe? Krishna is wrong. There is nobody Krishna. We can't keep our mouth shut. Blast him and don't go alone. Take somebody along with you. Otherwise it will come hand to hand. What does Rupa Goswami say? Cut off his tongue. But we shut him up by putting a rasgulla in his mouth. He'll shut up. Any other question? Is there somebody sponsored Rasagulla today? Yeah. Think of something. This is a very deep subject. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class. You mentioned about the process being perfect and complete.
Yes.
Yes. Now, what if one, I see another one, my friend, and he performs the limbs of devotional service, he performs bhakti, he does his rounds, he does everything, hearing and chanting, but yet he still doesn't trust the process, and he's been doing it for many years. Is that due to his anarthas? What do I suggest to him then?
See, the process is perfect, but the processor is not perfect, then what? He's a faulty processor. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartum avyaya. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam pavitram idamuttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. Pratyakshavagamam means what? Is he doing without any demonstrator? Is he doing on his own? Every activity to prove something is called an experiment. It has a theme to prove. Then it requires some instruments. Third, it requires some conditioning. Fourth, there's a stepwise follow to perform an experiment. That's how even in today, in laboratory, the schools, and they are teaching that way. If we follow step by step, you will get the same result with others. Otherwise, the result will be different. You can't jump up. You can't miss a point. We have our 9 processes. Adav shraddha, tato sadhu sangha, atha bhajana kriya, atha anartha nivrittisha, tato nishtha, tatharuchi, asakti, bhava and prema. Even people misunderstand if they say, yeah, I have conquered all the stage. I'm on a bhava stage. There was a one sannyas candidate, and we have to say, oh my God. If somebody is on a bhava stage, then why does he need sannyas? Radharani is on Mahabhava stage. We have not yet been freed from anarthas. And then if we claim that is some gross misunderstanding. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Rasagulla.